One more item. If you or someone you know is the recipient of a structured settlement that calls for payment to be spread out over a period of time, but find yourself needing cash in hand today, you can get your money right now in one large payment by calling the Structured Settlement Cash Hotline at 800-965-7987. This is an extraordinary time right now. All of us have been hit by the global economic crisis, and all of us can use a little extra cash. If you have a structured settlement where you're being paid over time, but you need your money a lot faster than that, either to pay your bills or to help a family member or a loved one who's been affected by the global health crisis, call the Structured Settlement Cash Hotline at 800-965-7987. The call is free, takes about 10 minutes, could change your life. Structured Settlement Cash Hotline, 800-965-7987. 800-965-7987.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Eric Roberts, and you're listening to TV Confidential. Peace out.
Jack will be out in about 5.5 minutes. I would like to read you excerpts from an article by Abel Green in Variety. You know, that's the show business Bible. This is Weekly Variety, and it comments on the departure of Jack from this late night time period. He calls it the end of an era, memorable footnote to TV history.
And Roberts wants a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on the station at the usual time. Our guests will include veteran film and TV actor Basil Hoffman. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, we will round out this hour by playing more of our conversation with broadcast legend Hugh Downs that originally aired in September 2013 here on TV Confidential. Hugh Downs passed away Wednesday, July 1st at the age of 99. Before we went to break, he was telling us the story of how he came very close to interviewing Albert Einstein for an NBC program that he hosted in the 50s called Wisdom, Conversations with Elder Wise Men. That conversation never took place, however, because of Einstein's illness. As we pick up the conversation, Phil Grice asks Hugh,
with all your interview hours over the years, is there anyone else that comes to mind whom you never got a chance to interview that you would have loved to do an interview with?
I'm sure there are several. I'm just trying to think of who I would feel the worst, you know, about getting to do. Maybe some of the people toward the end of World War II. I did manage to interview, even after the official end of World War II, I had lengthy talks with people like Ike. Mm-hmm. When, you know, he had been president. As a matter of fact, I did a 4-hour interview with him, and I made it into a thing for the Today Show. That we did one part a day for the whole week. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. And one of the things that I asked him, I said, is anything that you notice now that you're not the president anymore that is different from when you were in the office? And he said, yes. He said, a lot more people are beating me at golf. I can imagine that, because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't want to beat the president at golf when he was president, because right. that would really scare them.
That's right.
That was an early Today Show segment for 1 week?
Yeah, because I talked to him for 4 hours, and we edited it into a five piece editing down maybe to 6 to 14 minutes.
You know, as we've discussed on this program so many times, you, it was such a shame that so much material was wiped. And I wasn't even aware that you had done that, and I would bet that that doesn't exist any longer in any form. And that's a crying shame that something like that could not be viewed and listened to today.
You know, crying shame is a very good definition, because to do that, to wipe out that much history, that is a crime, I think, against humanity. Almost like doing like a war crime, because that should not have happened. And that was because, if I'm not mistaken, that was because of a young vice president that couldn't see his way clear to paying them warehouse space, which then was necessary to store that stuff, you know. Now it would all be stored easily in other ways that don't take up space, would not be a regular a problem at all. But he decided that he would save some money and wiped it out, because he could have given it. At that time, there was an excellent broadcast museum in New York, mm-hmm. and Chicago. He could have given it to either one of them.
You ever have conversations with Jack Parr about the wiping of material known to Parr, or it didn't really matter, or it wasn't something that was really a focus at that time?
The latter, I think, because I think it must have bothered Parr a lot, because actually, a lot of stuff, the remnants, as you know, that remain, were saved by Parr, because he, with his own equipment, he copied, he recorded certain things that he wanted to have personally. He didn't at that time know that somebody was going to destroy all of that, but because Parr saved it, it is archived, and there is some that you have preserved.
Action, but the glass is even quarter filled, which is appreciated. Yes.
Yeah, and we've talked about this on the program here. The irony is of the decision, such as what that network president did, thinking he was going to save money by erasing the tape and using over. By the time they tried to use over the tape, they couldn't do it. You know, so they.
Yeah, that's right.
They would have been better off keeping the tape.
You're right. Well, that was just one of history's glitches that gave an awful lot of pain, I think, to humanity.
We're talking to Hugh Downs, Emmy Award-winning newscaster, narrator, and the host or co-host of such diverse shows as The Today Show, The Tonight Show, 2020, Over Easy, Concentration, Not for Women Only, and Live from Lincoln Center. We've been spending the hour not only asking Hugh about his career in television, but we've also been playing some highlights of Hugh's career, courtesy of Phil Grice and archival television audio. Let's see. We want to ask you about the Today Show, but before we leave the Tonight Show, we have a clip of you interviewing Rita Hayworth. And this is a historic moment in the history of the Tonight Show, because it was the very last time you hosted the show during that interim after Jack left.
Oh, was it? Yes, I remember the incident. I didn't know it was the very, very last. But you know, that puzzled me for a long time, and I finally got the answer to it. Rita Hayworth was on, and she seemed kind of aloof, and like she was disdainful of her presence there. And then I thought, remember thinking, that maybe the way she answered my questions, kind of distantly and a slight annoyance, made me think that she just didn't respect the program at all, or didn't respect me. I felt very bad. And then it occurred to me, she's on something. It's some kind of drug or something that she's taking that's doing this. Well, I was wrong. It was clearly simply because her mind was coming apart, and she had Alzheimer's, bad case of Alzheimer's disease, which is what finally killed her. And it was a tragedy because she was a beautiful woman.
She certainly was. Well, we have a clip of you talking to Rita Hayworth from August 1962. So this is that she was still, I mean, she was past her motion picture prime, but she was still, you know, relatively young. So so the next voice you'll hear, folks, will be Hugh Downs introducing and then interviewing Rita Hayworth from The Tonight Show, August 17th, 1962.
And it's seldom that you can bring on someone and that you can say, here is a guest who needs no introduction and really mean it. And I can do that now. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Rita Hayworth. Except maybe faint, and if I do, I'll fall in your direction.
I'll faint first.
Oh, I doubt if you will. Gosh, it's nice of you to come here, really. We want to find out, you know, something of what you're engaged in right now. We read about it in the papers, the upcoming play with Gary Merrill, whom we're going to meet presently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talk about anything you'd like to talk about. My gosh, you're here in person. I hear all this business about it. It really is true. When you stand in awe of somebody, it is a thrill to meet you, and I'm very happy to. And I'm going to try to pretend like I'm blasé now.
Hugh Downs trying to pretend to be blasé while he's in the presence of Rita Hayworth on the August 17, 1962 edition of The Tonight Show, audio courtesy of Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. We chose this clip, Hugh, because, as you said in the clip, you were in awe of meeting the show business legend. Were there, I mean, given that you've talked, I mean, you mentioned talking to Eisenhower, you mentioned that you came very close to talking to Albert Einstein. Were there other people, either celebrities or newsmakers or leaders, that you got excited about the opportunity to talk to?
Well, do you mean that I got excited about it, or that I was surprised about it, or something?
Well,
wasn't right about it.
No, that you really looked forward to talking to.
Oh, well, I had almost the reverse thing, and I never did understand it. But I interviewed a long time ago. I interviewed the famous chess player that was representing the United States at the international
Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer, right? And Bobby Fischer was a puzzle to me also because he was brilliant, obviously brilliant at chess. But in talking to Bobby Fischer, I detected something. He seemed to be kind of hostile, and I didn't understand the reason. But he was so win-oriented that he was suspicious of the fact that I might be a better chess player than I had been touted as, you know, and that maybe I had some move up my sleeve that could either embarrass him or could defeat him. I don't know. And that really puzzled me because I expected something different. And I remember asking him, what does it feel like to represent your country? I think he was headed for doing Boris Spassky, the Russian player, in Iceland. And I asked him what it felt like. I remember he said, well, what do you mean, what does it feel like? Which is, seemed kind of a rude difference. And I explained, you know, I'd rather not risk really embarrassing myself. Mm-hmm. But later on, I had the feeling that he felt bad about the risk of embarrassing himself with something that he didn't realize was in the offing, that maybe somebody had a means of doing something that was. And I remember later, at the end of the interview, during a commercial payoff, the producer came out and said, we were set up at a chess set opposite each other, and I was at the white end of play. And I remember they said, why don't you play a few things with, and you could see he played chess with Bobby Fischer. And I looked at him and said, is that all right? And he sort of nodded. So I did an opening move. And I did, I'm a pretty good chess player, but not anywhere near, many levels below what he is used to playing. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the move I made was very dumb. But that shocked him and displeased him because he didn't know what that meant. Why would I make such a move? You know, maybe I had a new type of opening that he didn't know about. And he was a very interesting guy, I think, and felt threatened.
Well, you know, it is odd, but again, it speaks to, you know, the kind of the wonder of the television interview, where, you know, sometimes by design and sometimes not by design, you learn something about the celebrity, or they'll respond in a way that you had not anticipated.
That's very true. And those things you do remember. And they are worth archiving.
Broadcast legend Hugh Downs from a conversation that originally aired in September 2013 on TV Confidential. Hugh Downs passed away Wednesday, July 1st at the age of 99. You can hear more of our conversation with Hugh Downs for free as part of the TV Confidential podcast. You can find the TV Confidential podcast wherever podcasts are found. We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station and every day online at televisionconfidential.com.
Maverick, Legend of the West, revised 3rd edition, completely updated with more than 100 pages of new information about the show that made James Garner a star, including a dozen new interviews and a lot more comments from James Garner himself. Maverick, Legend of the West, revised 3rd edition, available now at maverickLegendOfTheWest.com, maverickLegendOfTheWest.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contract. Our experienced partners are offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. You'll never pay another timeshare maintenance bill again, and all your obligations will be terminated. You can begin saving today. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your timeshare, call and see if we can help you. At the Timeshare Exit Hotline, we only accept payment after an agreement has been made to get you out of your timeshare. Make this complimentary free call and learn how our honest partners can help anyone, anywhere legally get out of their timeshare nightmare.
800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Alexa users, you can now listen to TV Confidential on your smart speaker by just saying, Alexa, play TV Confidential. Enabling our Alexa skill is easy. To find out how, go to televisionconfidential.com/Alexa.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.